Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
You know about GoBob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from GoBob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. GoBob's new 24-foot Monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need GoBob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by GoBob Pipe and Steel. Find GoBob Pipe and Steel online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
Cattle futures started off the week pretty disappointing here as October feeder cattle become the front month. They were down $1.77 at $150.45 on the October. November down even more, $2.47 lower at $151.52. That's about a nickel off the lows. And then live cattle disappointing as well. October at $107.75, down $1.35. Last week we had $108 cash trade. We were hoping to maybe get $110, but it never developed here. So $108 was the cash trade to finish the week. And that was higher, or excuse me, lower than where the futures were, and so I think that probably led to the lower trade here to start the day. Box beef at midday was $196.55, down 7 cents. Select was down 76 at midday at $187.77. The feeder cattle index as of Friday was $152.96, up 88. So that's where the feeder cattle on September will settle. And then hogs today had another volatile day. You know, they've had a lot of action here. They were higher. October, $1.85 higher at $57.25. Just going back over the last couple of I guess, month and a half or so, we've come down about $15 in the hogs, or 20 or 30%. So a really big sell-off there. And so they're coming back some today and still significantly below the moving average.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Today, the grain futures were lower across the board. Corn down 3, soybeans down 11, and then Chicago and Kansas City wheat both down about 3. And then cotton futures down 87 in December at 67.58. March down 73 at 67.05. We have a crop progress report, which is anticipated to show corn and bean harvest in the low 20s completed. The yields so far have been better than expected, so that's been kind of a negative factor here with harvest going nicely in. Pretty good yields. And that leads us to the crop progress this afternoon. Like I said, low 20s percent complete on the harvest for both corn and beans. And the next USDA report is October 12th. That'll be the regular monthly report. And then this Thursday we have Informa with their U.S. and world production numbers. I have a feeling that the production numbers, since the yields are better, maybe those production numbers will be a little bit better as well. And then what impact? It really doesn't have anything to do with the corn and grain production, but it's the Mississippi River, and they have low water levels at pretty key places along the way. So they're backing up barges, and then the river freight is at a three-year high currently. There's also a emergency repair on a 90-year-old lock and dam system, so that's also making barge freight go up and hurt the price of corn and beans.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.